Very pleased to welcome back to the show Andrew Ruling. He's president of Integrated Wealth Management in Calgary. Time for the big fat idea. I'm going to get right to it with you, Andrew. What's your big fat idea?
Well, good morning, Mike. My big fat idea is pretty straightforward. I hate government bonds, long-term government bonds, because they're basically a financial death trap for investors.
Well, we got a big scare this past week with the repo market, you know, the overnight lending, and it jumps to 10%. I put that as just another one of my milestones that we've got some problems in the financial system. So what do you, when you say you're going to be out of longer-term bonds, what are some of the things that are motivating you there? Longer-term government
look at
bonds,
it in a little bit of a larger context. Canadian 10-year bonds are they closed yesterday with a yield of 1.387%. In the U.S., a 10-year at 1.68 and a 30-year bond at 2.13%. That's before taxes and before inflation. And in the U.K., yields are about half of what they are in the U.S. Now, that's bad enough because that punishes retirees who need income for, you know, from their portfolio to maintain their lifestyle. And then we look at Europe. So the approximate value of negative yielding bonds, and it's mostly Europe, is about a $17 trillion equivalent. And again, those are concentrated in Europe, particularly Germany. But some of that, and that's German bonds, sovereign bonds, but some of that is now actually starting to spread to European corporate bonds. So basically, they've squeezed all the blood from the stone, and they're down to the marrow right now. Mm-hmm. So things are really, they're going to get toxic. And when rates eventually start to rise, probably not from a fantastic economy, but from a drop in confidence in government, we're going to see major capital risk, and that's because of how the bond pricing model works. And I mean, the creditworthiness of governments is almost never publicly questioned, but decades of unrestrained spending will eventually, they're going to bite governments as rates rise and interest payments become larger and larger line item expenditures. So it's going to paint governments into a corner.
Let me just very quickly, because I know you're doing a seminar after the show that mm-hmm. Is available to Money Talks listeners, where obviously you get a chance to go into it further here, just talking about protecting yourself and making sure that they're, you know, thriving and then surviving in that kind of an environment, and you're doing it right after the show immediately, mm-hmm. and you'll get a chance to go more into this. But just give me a chance or a sampling, rather, of what are you looking at instead? Because there's still people out there, and I know Aaron Dunn's going to talk about this, is how to get... You know, some of us still need income from our investments, like, you
Absolutely,
know, on an annual
right?
or a regular basis. Yeah.
Yes. So you need to look at some viable replacements because, of course, nature abhors a vacuum. You know, typically people have 30 to 40% or more in fixed income in retirement. Now you can't count on that because it will be low yielding or, in fact, could be financially destructive. So we look at typically a combination of corporate bonds, preferred shares, high yield dividend stocks, as well as some pretty specialized high-yielding private alternatives, and we'll talk about those on the webinar right after the show as well.
Yeah, so you're making obviously a distinction between government bonds and corporate bonds.
Correct.
Okay, so when you're looking at that, have you found a big change in that market, for example, though? When they're watching the kind of yields you just alluded to in the 10-year Canada bond, have we had a similar drop, strong drop in yields of preferred shares as you know, interest rates have dropped?
Well, in preferred shares, there's been recent underperformance there. The yields typically in a basket of preferred shares are north of 5%, but recent underperformance makes it more likely that we're going to see some more capital coming into that asset mm-hmm. class, so bidding those up.
And you say high-yielding private alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, private markets, just like private business, there's, you know, probably many Money Talks listeners who are private business owners. They know they can get a higher return in their private business because you don't have the daily pressures of looking after shareholders. You can think longer term. And so we have a stable of really carefully selected private alternatives that that yield considerably higher even than preferred shares.
And the other thing to get for people to be crystal clear on is that, central banks don't set interest rates. They set these very, very short-term rates You know, but if people start losing confidence, for example, we've watched it now in emerging markets. I just use an obvious example, you know, where Turkey's interest rates went from 10 to 24% in a year. Why? Because no one was going to lend to them. And, you know, if that starts snowballing, and especially I'm particularly worried, Andrew, about the degree of central bank intervention, for example, in Europe, has rendered their bond market sort of helpless. It's not hard to understand. I mean, I'll put the offer out today. Anybody want to buy a negative yield bond where you maybe give them $100,000 and they guarantee to give you $90,000 back? Nobody wants any of that. There's no bond market left.
Exactly. And frankly, the European Central Bank in particular has basically painted itself into a corner and they got nothing.
They got nothing is right. That's why, interesting, protect and prosper through the coming global crisis. That's the webinar. Andrew's going to do it right after the show. All you have to do is go to mikesmoneytalks.ca and you can register, but it's going to begin right after the show. Get to the Goofy Award and then go on to that. Andrew will get a chance to flesh out these very important, bigger ideas there. So go to mikesmoneytalks.net. Unfortunately, when they do a webinar like this and we want to follow up with more information, there's a limited number who can get on the platform. So, I'll tell you, this is an incredibly important subject. As I say, the repo market gave us a huge hint at the urgency involved with this. Andrew, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure, Mike.
Protect and prosper through the coming global chaos. That's right here, moneytalks.net. Sorry, mikesmoneytalks.ca. mikesmoneytalks.ca. Click on that and sign up for the post-show webinar with Andrew. Get a chance to go through this in much more detail.